Hi, I'm Peggy Reeser. Let's talk angels. No fancy stuff, just straight talk about how angels help us every day. For over 3 decades, I've used my gift to help people tap into their angelic guidance. And trust me, it's a lot more practical than you might think. On my radio show, Oh My Angels, we discuss real life situations where angels step in. Yes, I'm a certified angelic life coach and a Reiki master, but more importantly, I'm someone who has seen firsthand how powerful angelic guidance can be. Join me on 1-2 Radio on Tuesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for my radio show, Oh My Angels. Good morning, everyone. It's terrific Transformational Tuesday. It's November 12th already. Man, this month's flying by. The year's 2024. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I'd love to have you join us in the chat room. If you've never been here before, if you go to 12radio.com, on the top left-hand side of the page, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that. And if you've never been before, it'll invite you in. We'll get you invited in and accepted into the chat room because it is a private one. Just as a reminder, I do have the call-in number now if you want to call in for a reading for the second half of the show. Or you can You can type in your question here in the Facebook chat room, which is a private chat room. For those of you who are new to my show, what I do, the first half of the show is I share any information that the angels have guided me on, whatever subject they want. And then the second half, I take the questions and try to get you some answers from your angels. But besides hosting this show, I'm also an advisor over at 12listen.com. And today's 1-2 day, which means we are on sale today. The computer does random pricing. So the prices change just however often, sometimes every 10 minutes, sometimes once an hour, whatever, but you'll get a sale rate today. So after the shows today, look me up over on 12listen, and I can give you a good angel reading over there as well. If you want to check out my web page, it's ohmyangels.com, ohmyangels.com. I have all my services that are listed over there as well if you're in the Kansas City metropolitan area. It's also lists my angel scopes, which are the monthly horoscopes. And I finally was able to learn how to do it. So now if you go to the 12listen.com page, you'll see my angel scopes listed there too for the month. I just do them once a month. So check them out. Let me know what you think. Let's see here. Alrighty, I think that's a roundup. I don't know about you guys, but I think the energy's just been wonky. that's a positive spin on it since the election. We've got people in the United States who are celebrating, are very excited about the election. We've got people in the United States who are in mourning because they didn't get what they wanted. What I would ask of each and every one of you, no matter which side of the fence you're on, is that you show kindness and gratitude and empathy for those on the opposite viewpoint. You know, we're all Americans and we all have the right to our opinion and we have the right to vote however we thought would be best for the country. So, like I tell my customers that are not happy with the election, you know, let's just sit tight and see what happens. You know, for those that are thrilled, I say the same thing. Let's sit tight and see what happens. Is he going to keep the promises he's making or not? You know, so we'll see. But, you know, you can get real down in the dumps and really let it affect you. And I've had several of my clients that have been that way. And what I would ask them to do, as I'm going to ask you to do today, is to choose faith over fear. You know, the people that are upset are the ones that are afraid that all the rhetoric that we heard during the election is true. And honestly, I don't know whether it's true or not. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But the bottom line is, you can't live your life in fear. I guess you can, but it's not a healthy way to do. Because you've got to remember, we're all energetic beings. Whatever energy you put out into the world, that's what you're going to attract back to you. And I, for one, I'm not going to go there. You know, fear is not going to run my life, whether it be because of an election or a job or a relationship or whatever the case. You always have the choice. You can either choose faith or fear. And I tell my clients, and I'm a firm believer in this, you cannot have fear in the body and have faith in the body. And of the two, energetically speaking, I'd much rather have faith in the body than fear. I do not do well on fear. I eat too much. I stress. I don't sleep. I get sick. So it doesn't do me any good. So again, whether it's the election or a relationship or whatever it is, always choose faith. Ask your guides and angels for direction, and then be open to the answers. I was recently talking to a good friend of mine, and we were talking about discussing lives and the patterns and paths of our ancestors, you know, especially in regards to the election that, you know, what did our ancestors fight for back in the day? You know, I wish as a child I had had an opportunity to talk to my grandmother about what things at her time were important for women, or in her viewpoint, for the country. What was good? What was a critical thing for her that she felt was important to vote on? You know, and, you know, of course, I think when she first, I don't think she could really vote. I can't remember that far back. But again, to be able to talk to our ancestors to see what, you know, what they thought was important. And, you know, if you go back through your different lineages and you look, what did your ancestors do to create the path that they ended up on? And then it ultimately ended in the result of you. You know, what things did they fight for, did they believe in, that helped get us where we are today? You know, life is not always clean cut. You know, a lot of times it's real messy. And as we were talking, the movie, I'm a big movie watcher. I'm not like some people, and I can give you quotes on different movies and stuff like that. I'm not like that. But movies that really touch me, stay with me, to me, the meaning of them. And I don't know how many years ago, there was a Pixar movie that came out called Brave. And of course, I was drawn to it because A, it was animated, B, it was a redheaded girl, right? So when I was little, I had red hair. As I got older, you know, went strawberry blonde. And then from there, now I have this silver gray hair. But anyhow, I was just really drawn to the movie. And the story behind, or the meaning behind the story, had to do with this little girl got mad at her mother. Her mother was working on this tapestry. And hold on 1 second here. I'm having trouble with my phone. 1 second here. Bear with me. Sorry about this. And yeah, she was upset. Her mother spent all this time on this tapestry. And, you know, her dad was the head of this clan or whatever, and mom was working on the tapestry for their clan, right? And she had, I can't remember the movie, I don't know if there was three or two brothers that she had, and she was the oldest, and she could fight, and she could, you know, do the bow and arrow, and she could all these things and stuff, you know, kind of a tomboy, whatever. But they all had in their mind, you know, that she would be like the princess, and, you know, dad would marry her off to this man, and, you know, the man would take care of her. And that's, well, she was having none of that. She didn't want any part of it. And, but her mother kept telling her, you know, you just have to go with the flow. You have to, this is the way we've always done things. This is how it's supposed to be. And she wanted to go out and ride, or go ride her pony or go somewhere. And she had been told no. So, of course she didn't listen to her mother. You know, who of us really listen to our mother when we have a life lesson to learn, right? So she goes out and ultimately, finds herself in trouble, and with a bear, and the bear is going to attack and go through all these different things. And so the bear follows her back to the castle and goes to rip through things. And the bottom line of this whole deal was the tapestry that her mother was putting together foretold of her saving the village from this bear. But also the little girl could see was the backside of it. So if you look at anything needlepoint, on the one side of it is nothing but different threads that are all tied in knots, and they're different colors, and it just looks like a jumbled mess, right? But then when you flip it over, then you can see how everything's laid out. You can see the picture that the person was trying to create. So sometimes our lives can get tangled up like that, to where we feel like, oh my God, this is a hot mess. I've got this going on over here. I've got this going over here. And nothing's matching up. Or the appearance of, there's nothing matching up. Or you ask your angels and guides for answers, and you just know what answer you got. You know without a shadow of a doubt, this was the right answer. And then it doesn't happen like you thought it should, or like you thought they had told you. But then as time goes on, and you look back on the situation, you're like, oh my God, it happened exactly what they said. I interpreted it the way that I wanted it to be interpreted, not the way that they were trying to show me. You see what I'm saying? A tapestry is storytelling. Whether it be the storytelling of your life, you know, in particular, you know, a family, a situation. Look at the election force. It's a good example. The people who really wanted Trump in there this time and got Trump in there. Now, what tapestry are they creating based on the fact that he's in the White House? What if he doesn't do everything he promised them? How's that going to change their tapestry in life? What are they going to do with those threads that they thought were going to happen and didn't? Are they going to tie them off there in a knot and start something different? Or for those things that he does do, that he said he was going to do, how does that change that tapestry that they had started? And vice versa, look at the people who did not want him in there and who right now seem to be inconsolable, and they're just devastated. What's their tapestry going to look like? You know, they've got a choice here. They can say, okay, fine, did not go the way I wanted it to go. I can tie off this knot and start a new thread. What am I going to do with that thread? Does that mean I'm going to become more personally active in politics, or what I want, the laws and what I want to see changed and what I want to see not changed and what I want to do to lift up other people? How am I going to be more in service? Or they're going to take that knot from not getting their winner and do nothing and just mourn? You know, and for some people, you know, maybe they needed a couple of days. Maybe they needed a week. You know, it's been a week. But whatever it is, they have to continue on with their life. And those threads of that tapestry that they've started, what are they going to do with that? So when you look at your life and, you know, you're excited or you're devastated by the election, you have the choice in your tapestry to make it something wonderful or not. Again, you can choose faith or you can choose fear. And there's really, in my opinion, to me, for me personally, there's only one choice. I have to choose faith. You know, I've distanced myself from certain people because all they are about doom and gloom. I don't care which side of the fence they're on. If you're going to sit there and tell me that, you know, my family's wrong and the only person that's right is you and blah, blah, I don't want that. I can't take that particular negativity at this time. I don't choose it. You know, I have faith in my country. I love the United States. And I'm hoping for the best. which I think most Americans are. And everyone has a different opinion. You know, I highly encourage each and every single one of us to keep an eye on what's going on at the White House. Maybe this is everyone's wake-up call. Not just Democrats or independents, but the Republicans as well. The people in office right now are those people who are trying to expand our tapestries to where we can make this even a greater nation? Or are these people that are cutting the threads of our tapestry and saying, I'm taking control and you don't get this anymore? Again, they have a great responsibility. They have a huge responsibility to do the will of the people. And if that's not happening, no matter which party is in the White House, we as a people need to change it. But again, we have to give everyone a chance, right? We tell our kids, you know, play fair, be nice, be kind. And I don't know about you guys, but I haven't seen that in the United States the last two or three elections. You know, it's kind of embarrassing. We need to get back to basics. Be kind. It's not that hard. You know, I had somebody that I work with ask me, how can you be positive every day? How do you shut off the negativity? I said, well, it takes practice. I was raised in negativity. I was raised with doom and gloom. I was raised with drama. I thought everybody lived in drama until I found out they didn't. I mean, boy, was I surprised. My tapestry from birth up until, I can't want to say it was in my mid-30s, before it dawned on me, I don't have to choose drama. Oh my God, what a novel idea. You don't have to have drama in your life to have change in your life, to have positivity in your life. It takes practice. And like I told this individual, when you think something negative, the minute you've thought it, say erase, erase, and replace it with something positive. It's that simple. But it's hard work at the same time, especially when you're used to the doom and gloom and the negative. And it's only then, when you start doing that, that you realize how really, truly negative you have become. Because you're like, damn, I just told myself, stop that. And here I am at it again. You know what I'm saying? It's a full-time job until you get into the pattern of thinking positive and putting good out there. Once you do that, what happens is when something new comes up, instead of that stinking feeling, they're like, oh my God, the other shoe's getting ready to drop. Oh my God, what are we going to do? Now it's like, this is interesting. I wonder what's coming up. And when you can have that kind of shift and that kind of positivity, yeah, you still got your lessons to learn. But it doesn't have to be drama-filled. It doesn't have to be pain-filled. Sometimes the lesson was to ignore drama, to choose peace and calm over drama. And once you start doing that, it's like, okay, I got the hang of this. I can do this. And when you start doing that, then you can pay attention and be more consciously aware of what you're weaving into your tapestry of life. You know, what are you going to share with your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren? You're more able to see clearly of, geez, I didn't have to do that. But now that I've learned those lessons, you can look at it in a different way and say, okay, it'd be almost as simple as taking, say that you were embroidering with a green thread, and all of a sudden you hear purple and you switch over to purple. It doesn't mean the green thread was bad. It just means that now you've got a different pattern. You can add some purple to it. But then all the drama. Wayne Dyer said, we all should know that diversity makes for a rich tapestry. And we must understand that all the threads of the tapestry are equal in value, no matter what their color. And I just thought that was pretty awesome. You know, when you think of it, of saying, oh, that person led a horrible life, or they had this or they had that. That's a judgment on that, isn't it? Or if you look at it and say, wow, what an interesting tapestry they had. Look at all the different threads and how it led them to this location or that location or to this person or to that person or this situation or that situation. You know, we're here and we're creating our tapestry, so why not make it beautiful and full of peace and loving and understanding? That doesn't mean we can't be human. I mean, we all have days that, you know, we get irritated and say some things that make you think, oh, shoot, you know, but that's still part of your tapestry. Doesn't mean it's bad. There's really no judgment on it. You just have to go, huh, isn't that interesting? And when I was first learning to do that, to be, you know, an observer in my life and to stop being all negative, it dramatically, LOL, not really, it really changes your perspective on things. So instead of something that used to make me just cry or throw something or say something I shouldn't say, now I just kind of, I take that breath, I take that instant, breathe and go, huh, this wasn't exactly what I was thinking about, but okay, we can take it from here. We'll see how this plays out. Still going to learn the same lesson, but it's not all that drama and angst and, oh my gosh, the roller coaster of emotions. Just remind yourself, it's just your tapestry in your life. You know, it shows you my age. There's a musician that I just love, Carole King, and she had a song called Tapestry. In fact, her album, one of her albums was called Tapestry. I get chill bumps every time I hear that song. If you've never heard it, look it up. Listen to it. Pay attention to the words. It's just amazing. It blends everything to me so well. She was such a gifted, I don't know if she is, maybe she's still alive, I don't know, gifted musician. I just loved her. But again, when you take a minute, I don't care what's going on in your life, whether it was a recent election, whether it's a relationship, whether it's your job, take a few minutes and look at it, look at the situation, and imagine this part of your life in a tapestry. What are the colors? What colors would you choose for this? What colors would best represent your thoughts, your actions, your being during this time or this situation? And again, get that sewn into your tapestry. It's going to be there whether you want it or not. It's up to you to sew the thread, though. You know, and when you look at your life, or if you compare your life to a tapestry, to me, it makes it even more exciting. You know, I'm not an artist by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, when I color in a coloring book, I keep it in the lines. You know what I'm saying? I use the one color that I'm going to color with, and I darken it, and I outline it with the darker part of the color, push down hard, right? And then the inside of it, you know, I color lightly. So I had the bold with the soft. So when you look at your life like that, you know, what colors are you using for your tapestry? Is it something bright and bold and happy and joyful? Or is it dark and gloomy and leaves you feeling unsatisfied? You know, if you don't like the tapestry that you're weaving, stop, tie the knot, do something different. Make it better. Sometimes it takes a lot of work to get it done, but you know what? It's your tapestry. Go for it. Do the bold colors. Do the wild, crazy stuff. But be happy. Be kind. I want to tell people, be kind. Also, I think the biggest mistake we can make, and I'm very guilty of it, be gentle and kind with yourself. You know, I go out of my way to check on my friends and family, and if they've had a bad day or they're going through struggles or they've had an accident, whatever, I stay on top of it. I check in with them. Are you okay? Is there anything I can do? Do you need me to send Reiki? What can I do? But not so much for myself. I have to remind myself, you know, Peggy, you've gone through, you know, I just went through hip surgery back in June, and maybe that seems like a long time ago, but when you're trying to heal the body, and that was a major surgery. The surgeon told me it takes a year for everything to get back to normal. So I've had to learn to be kind to myself and to give myself a break when I don't do as much without having to sit down as what I used to could do. Part of that's the weight that I've gained because of being inactive and not able to do anything. Now that I am doing things, I tire out really fast and I beat myself up for it. Well, that's not very kind. I wouldn't, you know, harp on my friend or family member or whatever and saying, you know, you're being lazy, you're doing this, you're doing that. No, do compassion and understanding, saying, geez, look what your body's been through. You know, since 2020, I've gone through a lot of crap health-wise. Up until that time, I was healthy as a horse, as the old saying goes, right? But then things changed. And so I can't do some of the things I used to could do. Not yet, anyway. But you see what I'm saying? It's those tapestries that were woven out into up to that point before I had some health issues or whatever. But those tapestries kind of took, you know, a life of their own. But they're ingrained in the tapestry that was there prior. They're highlighting that tapestry, if you will. You know, and then I had, you know, my hip surgery, and that created its own little segment of the tapestry, and then the healing from that. And here I am, what is it, 5 months, 6 months later? I've really done well. And I work at a community center part-time, and a lot of these people are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, right? And they even told me, Peggy, you're working so good compared to what you were. We can tell that you feel better. And it's true. I've come so far since June. But then I look at them, and they're in their, like I said, mid-80s or 90s. And girl, they can outwalk me, outrun me in a heartbeat. But you know what? That's okay. My tapestry hasn't caught up yet. But it's being woven in there. I'm enjoying it more. So I ask you, look at your life. What kind of tapestry are you creating? Remind yourself, take the time to recognize how far you've come and appreciate the many, many facets or colors of your life, because it's constantly changing. But it doesn't have to be with all the drama and the fear. Let go of fear and choose faith. Okay, you guys, this first half hour kind of flew by, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll take your calls and or get into the Facebook page and look and get your questions in there, okay? So give us 5 minutes, and then we'll be back. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy. My show is Oh My Angels, and you're here on 12radio.com. So glad I have to have you come back with me after the break. Glad to see you all still here. Let me get into the Facebook page here. All righty. We have Pamela Snow in the house. Hey, Pamela, nice to see you. She says, good morning, Peggy. I'm 1-2 crew. We always enjoy having you here. And Quelly, I'm so glad that you're here. She says, grand rising, Peggy, Jay, and 1-2 family. Thank you so much. And then I appreciate you coming in and listening to the show. Renee Andrews is here as well. She says, hi. And we say hi right back to you. Let's see here. And Judith is here. She says, wonky feels wonky here in Canada too, but good morning to this 1-2 crew. Thank you so much. I have to stop and say, before I forget it, is to thank Jay for the job he does in producing my show. You know, when you've come here and done a radio show and you've had to produce yourself, I can't do that. I get sidetracked on, you know, the technical side of it, and I can't just let go and let spirit come through. So Jay, thank you for everything you do. I'm blessed to have you as my producer. So just wanted to give you a shout out for all the hard work you do. Joni is here. She says, good morning, Peggy. I so enjoy listening to you and appreciate your insights. Any hint of what's coming for me career-wise? I am remaining open, and I just wonder if there's anything I need to do, or do I just keep on keeping on? But the first thing I heard was to keep on keeping on, but I think that it's getting closer than what you imagine. I feel like within the next 30 days at the most, that you're going to have a shift in direction, or how are they putting it? It's almost like a light bulb's going to go off, and you're going to go, well, dang, why didn't I think of that? But I'm hearing the reason you haven't thought of it is because it wasn't time yet. There's divine timing involved in this. So keep on keeping on what you're doing. And by that means listen to your intuition. Don't try to convince yourself your intuition's wrong and taking a different path. Because you'll still end up where you're supposed to. It's just going to take longer. So they're saying just stay open. Trust your instinct. And again, this is coming up faster than what you even thought it was going to. I'm not good with pinpointing a date or whatever. I'm just hearing soon. But again, divine timing is involved in it. So don't give up hope or faith. Just keep the faith and know that you're being divinely guided. Okay? I know that sounds kind of vague, but I think the biggest lesson for you right now is to trust your gut. Trust your instinct. And I think once you're shown what they're going to show you, you're just going to be like, well, dang, really? But it feels good. So you have to let me know, okay? Alrighty. Pamela says, the energy is definitely funky at best. For some reason, I've noticed a marked increase in emergency vehicles going by in my home. Of course, I never find out why. People say that you get used to it, but I never do. No, I agree with you, Pam. I've noticed that people they're more, even, I don't want to really use the word angry, but they're short. That's the word I'll use. They're more short or more snippy. I think everyone's feeling the pressure. I think everyone, no matter which way you voted, I think it's impacted every single one of us. And I think we're all, as a collective whole, trying to ascertain how do we deal with this unknown. I mean, is Trump going to act the same way that he did before? Is he going to do something different? You know, what are his purposes behind it? You know, again, I feel so much fear and angst that I think that. And then I don't understand the planets at all, trust me. But I can feel them, and I can feel the different changes. And the full moon coming in Friday, I'm already feeling it. So I think we just have to really, more so than ever, trust our instincts and remain calm and remain kind. You know, you're not the only person going through whatever it is that you're going through. None of us are in this alone. You know, and again, I think if we can just get back to being kind with one another and saying positive things and, you know, forget the name calling and the anger and the fear, let it go, you know. Make fear be, face everything and rise, and just know that you're going to be okay. You know, but I agreed. The holidays coming up are also, to me, every year, the older I get, seem to be less joy-filled and more nervousness, if you will. Nervousness. People are not as calm and happy and joyful as what I remember growing up. You know, most of the time people are stressed about money or whatever. Maybe that's part of the deal. That where I've changed is the fact that I would much rather have a homemade gift from somebody or a hug or go to dinner with somebody than I would somebody buying a present. That's just material things. I don't need that. The older I get, the less I own, the better I am. You know what I'm saying? Now, having said that, I did splurge on myself yesterday, and I'll tell you guys about that later. But I think what you have to do with all this energy, just, you know, every time you think of it or, you know, you see emergency vehicle. I mean, I still do the same thing. Somebody asked last week in one of the chat rooms of, does anybody ever pray for the person that's in the ambulance as they go by? And I do every time. I pray for the people driving the vehicle, working on the people, and the people in the ambulance being treated. It's just something I do, you know, and it works good. You know, you're giving love and healing out to someone when you're doing that. I believe in the power of prayer. I've told you guys that before with the surgeries I've had. I literally felt the prayers enter my body when I had my double mastectomy. I felt them. And it's amazing. So again, when you have that funky energy or you kind of get sidetracked and you just, the little bit of worry pops in, replace it with something love, okay? Judith says to Pam, I've noticed the same every time I open a door, I hear sirens. Yeah, there's a lot of crap going on. And Judith goes, New World Order, must be brave. And that was the name of the movie, yeah. That, if you guys have not seen that movie, that's a feel-good movie. And nowadays, we all need those movies. You know, something that just makes you know that goodness is still out there. Love and light still out there. I just loved it. So if you had a chance, watch the movie. My friend Kay Dragon, she's a 1-2 advisor as well. I want you to listen. She's here. She says, good morning. Good morning, Kay. Glad to see you here. Hope everything's better. you guys all heard about my little incident with Yogi a couple of weeks ago where he ended up biting half my nail off and the skin underneath it. And, I mean, it wasn't his fault. Totally mine. But Kay was out walking her baby yesterday and something happened, whatever, where she fell. So I'm sending her healing light and love because, you know, we love our fur babies, but sometimes they can get the best of us, right? So give Alice hugs and kisses for us. Judith goes, thank you for the reminder to look back and say something nice to oneself. How crazy that we need to be reminded to be nice to ourselves. And she goes, wow. I know, isn't that amazing? You know, if your best friend calls you up on the phone and they're having a really crappy day and they're ranting and raving and whatever, what do you do? As a best friend, you're like, oh my God, I don't blame you. You know, I'd be upset too. You commiserate with them, you know, and you tell them how much, you know, that they're loved and how much you appreciate them and you do all those things. Well, if you can do that for your best friend, why can't you do it for yourself? But the way I was raised, don't you ever think of yourself. No, no, no. That's a sin. That's this. That's that. So, you know, I've gotten to where I look myself in the eye in the mirror and tell myself that I am so loved. It's just incredible. And that, yeah, maybe I screwed up today, but you know what? It's understandable why you did that. Next time we'll do better. But you need to start playing those good repeat songs in your head that you're okay, you're loved, you're good enough, you're heavy enough, you're light enough, You're good enough. We have to do that. I mean, why not? Why not tell yourself that? I mean, I tell Yogi every day how much I love him and how blessed I am that he's in my life. Every time I talk with my granddaughter, I tell her the same thing. Every time I talk to my son, I tell him how much I love him. So why can't we tell ourselves that? And that's not being egotistical. But we're human. And we need that. Especially when you live alone. Of course, you know, even if you live alone with an animal, you still, you know, Yogi shows me in a million ways a day how much he loves me. If he wants my attention and he thinks I'm on the phone too much or I'm playing with the laptop too much, he'll come over and move my hand away from whatever and he'll curl up around my neck. Like, okay, Mom, it's time for hugs. So I stop what I'm doing most of the time. I mean, there's times when I'm like right in the middle and I tell him he has to wait a minute, which he's not happy about. But I show him how much I love him. I pet him and love on him, kiss him. And I just talk to him. And when you're dealing with animals, they're very visual. So whatever you're saying to them, hold that thought in your mind. Give them a picture in your mind of what you're talking about. And watch what transpires. It's pretty amazing. Now, granted, there's times when I'm talking to Yogi that he rolls his eyes like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And there's also times that when I'm getting on to him, he gives me that, you know, the if you look. And you can ask some of my friends. He's got that one down pat. So, but again, talk to yourself. You deserve it. Remind yourself what a great friend you are. If you're a great friend to everybody else, be a great friend to yourself. And I'm not talking about the ego stuff of, oh, you're so this and you're so that. Just, you know, like, hey, I love you. You're doing the best you can. Keep going. Trust your instinct. Trust your guides. You've got this. You know, stop beating ourselves up. We expect ourselves to be perfect. And everybody else, oh, you go ahead and make that mistake or you treat me that way. So I don't care how many times you do it. That's fine. But we don't give ourselves any slack at all whatsoever. And trust me, the older you get, the more you rethink that. And you're like, you know, golly, Peggy. Was that the most perfect response or the perfect action? No. But it didn't totally suck. You did okay. You know, sometimes you need that little pep talk. And my guides and my angels tell me all the time, go for it. Take that pep talk. You're fine. So try it. Try it. You'll like it. Remember that commercial? Was it Mikey? Okay, let me jump back in here and see if I've missed anybody. And again, if you want to read in whatever posted in the chat room here. Before I forget it, after this show normally comes C.A. Brooks, and it's the name of her show. Hold on. Is Everyday Astrology, but she is not on the air today. Instead, Mark Husson is going to be filling in for her. And the first half of the hour, I'm going to be on with Mark. And you know, with Mark, you never know what he's going to say. So I have no idea what we're going to talk about. We're just going to play it by ear and see what happens. And then the second half of the hour, he's going to have Kelly Whetstone, I believe. So you guys need to stay tuned for that. It's going to be fun. Let's see what else here. Let me see if I can refresh. I really feel like there's somebody out here listening that feels like they're wanting to know if they should stay in the relationship they're in. And I'm hearing a resounding no. I feel like this individual, I feel like you know that this is an abusive relationship and you've put up with it long enough. You're going to be fine financially. But I'm hearing the sooner you get out, the better off you're going to be. You don't deserve to be treated that way or talked to that way. So get out. you know, you're being divinely supported in this decision. You've done everything possible. And don't let them talk you into coming back or for whatever. It feels like they're being very, very petty. Feels like this hasn't been the first time. But it feels like this time, it got a little physical. And that's just the start of it if you don't get out. And I've lived in those kind of relationships, so I know what I'm talking about when they say, well, if you hadn't done that, then I wouldn't have done that. Well, that's crap. So get out. And then have the angels help you, you know. I'm sending you love and light. So know that you're being divinely guided, okay? Big hugs, much love. Whew, I can feel the energy so well. It's like, you know, when you've been been in those kinds of relationships, I really feel like the reason I had to go through everything I've had to go through in my life is to where I could help others, because that's been my main goal in my life, is to help others. I want to be there for other people. And part of that's because I didn't have somebody there that helped me get through everything. But again, those are the things I chose, right? But if you can reach out to somebody, especially during the holiday season, that's what I was going to talk about earlier, was the fact that when the holidays come up, people who are married to alcoholics, you've got to watch. I mean, alcoholism just really, it's ugly during the holidays. You get more spousal abuse, child abuse, whatever, during the holidays, for a myriad of reasons. But I'm just saying, you know, report it, reach out, help somebody. Help somebody get some help. Find the resources for them. Do whatever you can do to help, because it's, the cycle has to be broken. You know, we've had different times on Once You Listen when Mark has challenged all the advisors to, you know, challenge all of our listeners, or, you know, or our clients. Let's start some random acts of kindness. And through all this upheaval that we've got going on right now, just start doing it. Just find something and you know, tell somebody how good they look for no reason. Open the door for somebody. It doesn't have to cost money to do it. Sometimes just listening to another person to where they can feel that they're being heard, that's friggin' huge. So if somebody wants to spend some time with you or talk with you or whatever, take that time and let them know that you hear what they're saying. You know, show them that kind of support. You know, it's trying times, I think, for all of us right now. And it's how we deal with it that's going to make a difference. It's going to change our tapestries, if you will. You know, what colors are you going to choose for your tapestry from now till the end of the year? What colors were you using? And after today, what colors are you going to use now? Well, like I tell you every week, I hope you take from this show what you need. Throw away the rest. Know that I send you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Stay tuned. After this show again, the C.A. Brooks Show, Everyday Astrology, is going to be hosted by Mark Husson. And I'm going to join him the first half of the hour. And then Kelly Weststone is going to be joining him the second half. So take care. I'll see you next Tuesday.